Today is Sunday, March 19th, 1978. Today, Tommy Whitehead and I are going to have a birthday party for Clementine Hunter. Clementine does not know how old she is. She does not know her birthday, either the month or the year that she was born. About a year ago, Tommy and I decided that we would have a birthday party for Clementine, and we did so and at his house on Sibley Lake. Clementine had a good time, and then we had her friends in, had a birthday cake, gave her gifts. So we're going to do that again today. Also today, we plan to make two videotapes. One will be an interview between Betty Jones and Clementine Hunter, and possibly Tommy and me. We also plan to videotape the birthday party so that we'll have a record of that. I plan to drive down to Melrose to Clementine's mobile home and get her around noon today. I will bring her first to my house, where I'm going to ask her to describe a quilt, or it's going to be known as a wall hanging, that I have hanging on my wall in my home. It is a pictorial patchwork quilt that depicts Melrose Plantation and several other buildings, including the African House. This quilt I purchased from Griffin's Antique Shop in Bunky, Louisiana, several years ago. Mrs. Griffin found this quilt mounted on plywood and framed. She found it down at the Myrtles, an antebellum home in St. Francisville. When she was there buying antiques and saw it and bought it, when she got back to Bunky, she called me and offered it to me, and I did buy it from her. A month or more after that, Francois Mignon called me and said that he had a similar wall hanging that he would like to sell to me, which I also purchased. The one that I purchased from Francois is now on exhibit and on loan to the Cleveland Museum for an exhibition they have put together with the Kettering Foundation called the Afro-American Tradition in Art. When Clementine comes into the house, I will have the tape recorder on, and I'm going to ask her to describe the wall hanging, the first one that I bought, the one that was found at the Myrtles Plantation in St. Francisville. By the way, I do not know how this wall hanging got to St. Francisville. No one seems to know. After Clementine talks about this one, I'm also going to ask her to talk about a large painting that is on a heavy board. I'll try to get the dimensions later and add to the tape. This is one of the panels that Clementine painted when she painted the panels that are now in the African House at Melrose. This particular panel, there was no room for this particular panel, and Francois Mignon had kept this panel. He called me last Christmas of this past Christmas of 77, about 2 weeks before Christmas, and told me if I would come to his house that he had a Christmas present for me. I did go down, and he did give me this large panel for a Christmas gift. It now is in my home, and when Clementine comes over this afternoon, we will discuss hopefully both of these pieces, the quilt wall hanging and the panel. After that, I will take her out to Tommy Whitehead's house for the videotaping and the birthday party. come on right
over here. Them flowers, Dad put it.
Yeah. You like them?
Mm-hmm. They are refreshing.
No, those aren't real.
Uh-huh, I thought they were real. Yeah.
Look, you remember that quilt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I couldn't bring it down there to you, because it's on a board. You feel back there?
Yeah.
It's on a big, heavy piece of plywood.
I would try to bring that one.
And I can't get it in the car. That's why.
You sure can't get that in the car.
But look, see your initials up there?
Uh-huh. I made them all black.
Right. And this is the, that's the, come on over here where you can see it.
The big house.
Yeah, that's the big house. And then this must be the African house.
Yeah, that's the African house. And this is the Francois house.
Yeah, that's Yucca. And these people here are fishing, don't you think?
Yeah, they're fishing. They have boats here.
Well, look, Clementine, I noticed this one over here. This one looks like this person's white. And see, that person's brown and that one's black. Mm-hmm. That one looks like this. So I thought maybe that might be Miss Cammy and you fishing.
It might be. I don't know. I thought maybe I put it that wrong.
It's been a long time ago, huh?
That's the wash house, yeah.
I think that's the African house, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Wonder who those ladies are up there at the top.
I don't know, I just made them.
And what are these things right here?
Call myself putting trees.
Those are trees. That's what I thought they were trees. You remember that one over there?
Yeah.
Now that one, Francois gave me that for Christmas, this last Christmas. And he told me that was one of the ones that you painted. See there? It's on the head of the door.
Yeah.
That you painted to go in the African house, but there wasn't room for it.
Sure did.
You remember doing that?
I remember doing all of them. And I couldn't make that no more because I can't sew.
Yeah, there's a lot of sewing there.
Mm-hmm.
Who taught you how to make those clothes?
I don't know, that's real.
You just started and you made them on paper, didn't you?
Yeah.
On the back.
Uh-huh.
What did you put them on paper for? Can you remember?
So it could be stiff.
Uh-huh. Easy to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was warm too, huh?
Huh?
Paper's warm too.
Yes.
Tell me about this one over there. That's the baptizing, I guess, don't you think?
Yeah, that's the baptizing.
Right. And those are the little people who are going to be baptized. Like
yeah, just going to church.
In that wagon. Going up the hill, going to church.
Mm-hmm.
And what's this down there? Is a
chicken.
Yeah. Looks kind of like a goose.
I call it chicken and goose all over. When I was making them, I was putting them all together.
Yeah. And what, he's ringing the bell for church?
Yeah.
Right?
That's the way they used to do. Long time ago.
Yeah. You think that's down at Melrose that they used to baptize at the church?
Baptized down there in the lake.
Yeah, right there in front of the church?
Not in front of the church, a little further from the church.
Close to the bridge or on the other side?
On the other side of the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. I really was glad to get
that. That's the little children that come back there.
All the ladies got the Sunday hats on.
Yeah, they got them. Going to church.
Yeah, I was really glad to get that. He had it in a closet. And he called me right before Christmas and he said, come on down. He said, I got a Christmas present for you. And when I went down there, that's what he
got. I don't think he's got no more to his house.
He ought to be giving out pretty soon.
Why don't you come on in
here and sit down and
I'll let the dog in. And
you remember that?
Yeah. She's
got a lot of them.
Huh? You get that moment, all them pictures, I don't know. She got to have a mighty good place to put them.
Yeah. And then I got all of them.
You got enough of them, you don't need no more.
Huh?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna keep on getting them. I'm gonna let them in and then we'll go. Out of time.